This was the final Belgrade rally for the Radical Party that is still nominally led by Vojislav Šešelj, who's in detention in The Hague and facing trial for war crimes. The city's new basketball arena was filled to capacity with flag-waving supporters. Speakers denounced Prime Minister Vojislav Kostunica, accusing him of failing to fight corruption and not doing enough to assure that the disputed ethnic Albanian majority province of Kosovo remains part of Serbia. Until recently, the radicals were ahead, with surveys suggesting that they may get from 25 to 32% of the vote. But a survey released this week by the Center for Free Elections and Democracy shows that support for the radicals is steady at 26%, while the opposition pro-European Democratic Party has risen to 29%. Prime Minister Kostunica's Democratic Party of Serbia comes third with 19%. Marko Blagojevic of the Center for Free Elections and Democracy says economic issues have dominated the two-month campaign.
Better life standard, more jobs, better social welfare, rule of law.
Kosovo has not been a dominant issue except for the radicals. Analysts say the outcome of Sunday's election is likely to determine the shape of Serbia's relations with the West for the next several years. Democratic Party leader Boris Tadic promises to speed Serbia's integration into European structures. He promises full cooperation with the Hague War Crimes Tribunal. No single party is likely to obtain a majority in parliament, in which case there would be likely weeks of negotiations before a government is formed. Prime Minister Kostunica, who's led a minority government for 3 years, is keeping his options open and has not ruled out a post-election coalition that would include the radicals. Barry Wood, VOA News, Belgrade.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。